Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P, and you are now in tune. It's been a while since we've been on, but you know what? I'm excited, I'm happy, and I feel well rested from the time that we had off. But now it's time to get the party started. Our guest this evening is Mr. Blue Kimball. I'm more than excited to have him on the show tonight. Long time I've been waiting to talk to him, and scheduling and everything has took us here and there, but we are finally here, and tonight we'll be talking to Blue Kimball on the Intune show tonight. For all those who want to call in and ask a question, feel free to dial in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Blue Kimball and Miss P. Now, I know you guys don't want to talk to me when you call in, or do you? No, I'm just kidding. You don't want to talk to me when you call in, but you definitely want to talk to Blue, but just remember to be respectful. Be respectful in your questions, be respectful in your comments, and, you know, everything will be well. So we're going to play a few new tracks tonight that we, you know, just got from a few awesome people on the Intune show. For all those who want to send music to the Intune show, you can send it to music@theintuneshow.com. Make sure that it's MP3 formatted. Make sure that your tracks are titled, not titled track one, track two, because we shouldn't have to figure out what your track is called. And you definitely want to send clean mixed and master copies in, because we do not want to hear kitchen sinks. It's not good advertisement for the show as well as for your project. So please take heed of that. So tonight I'm going to play right now Mad Love, you know, by Day 26. And, you know, these guys are so awesome. I actually had the opportunity to interview a few of them. I just have Brian. I didn't get to him yet, but I'm not, you know, giving up on that. It's all going to happen in all due time. So for all those who's tuned in for the first time, you know, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So before we bring on Blue Kimball, while we're waiting for him to give us a call in, we're going to listen to this track by Day 26.
Came. I can tell you on the same page. You want it like I do, ready to get into some good love. I let you have it, I make it last, and you never know what's gonna happen next. It ain't your usual thing that you're used to type of thing. Chemistry between us. From your reaction, I see the passion that's only very you. serve my purpose. Wanna be of service to you, baby.
That was day 26 with Have You Made Love. So our guest of the evening, Mr. Blue Kimball, is now on the line, so we're going to bring him right on. Again, for all those who want to ask a question or just tell him how awesome he is, you could definitely dial in at 818-495-6975. So without further ado, let's bring on Mr. Kimball. How you doing tonight?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Well, thank you. Long-awaited session, but we're finally here.
Glad to be here. Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Awesome.
Before we go any further, can you hear me okay? There's not any feedback or anything.
No, it's fine. Everything sounds good.
That's good. How you doing, love?
I'm doing well, thank you. Just really, really excited to talk to you because, like I said, you know, we've been some shuffling around with schedules and stuff like that, but we're finally here. Like you said, we started from the bottom, and now we're here. So, for all our listeners who are just getting in tune to your style and everything, your name for the first time, tell us a little bit about Blue Kimball.
Okay, like I said, hello, ladies and gents and whoever else is listening. I am Blue Kimball. I am a young God-fearing man who is just blessed to be able to do the same, some of the things that I'm doing. I am an actor, and I have been a part of some great productions and more to come in the future. And I'm just ready, willing, and looking forward to everything that is coming my way. It's like the opportunity of being on the radio with you right now.
Yay, exciting. So, I mean, as a child, Blue, you know, how were you? Were you like one of those kids that was quiet in the corner or one of those kids that was like picking on everybody? How were you?
As a child?
Yes.
I'm a typical kid, man. I was bad. I'm a boy. I'm a man. So when I was young, I was all boy. I got into the same trouble and shenanigans that all probably typical young males got into. You know, that's how we learn. You learn
absolutely
by bumping your head into the wall. You know.
Absolutely.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I had a great childhood though. You know, I can't take nothing away from it.
Absolutely. So is there any other creative people in your family?
No. Don't. My family's a bunch of duds. But no one does this. No one in my family is an entertainer or a musician or an artist. No, not in my immediate family, no. Not like that.
Okay.
This is something that like I said, this is something that was not planned. You know, this is not mm-hmm. something that I planned and sought out to do. Like, I'm going to do this, and by, you know, this just happened. You know, so that's why it's such a blessing, and it's in God's hands, because I never in a million years would have thought that I would be in the position that I am and doing the things that I'm doing in my life, you know, in this route. This is a path that was not sought out by me, trust me.
Absolutely. But in your words, of course, just tell me, you know, how did that correlate Blue the athlete, Blue the actor, Blue the model? I mean, there's no limits to you, which I'm so, you know, thrilled about, because, you know, I love people that are always reaching. But do you think that it pulls you from one part of Blue to the next, or is it something that you have balanced out where you can, you know, be that, have, you know, that athlete and be that actor and be that model and be that role model, for instance? Like, how do you filter all of those titles?
I know. I guess it really all starts out with your foundation. You know, all of these, you know, these things, these attributes, I guess, were installed and instilled in me at an early age by my family, my parents, my upbringing, and whatever, whatnot. I mean, I was raised by, you know, two of the best parents in the world. I'm still blessed and lucky enough that my parents are still together. You know what I mean? I come from a two-parent home, you know, and that's, I know that's rare in,
yeah,
you know, today. Society and whatnot, you know. So just that, I just have a very loving family, you know what I mean? And I was, you know, and like you said, I'm educated, even though I had my ups and downs and, you know, setbacks in life, you know what I mean? I am an educated young man. And all of that stuff comes into play, you know. It's just preparation for life, like you said, you know. Starting off, I was a football player, you know. I was playing, you know, ball, and that, in itself alone, being an athlete prepares you for so many things in life, so many walks of life. You know, it teaches you how to be strong, teach you how to fail, teaches you how to win. You know what I mean? It just installs so much character within you. So all of that stuff that I learned from doing that and, you know, just being that type of person, I can take that and tie that into any walk of life that I, you know, decide to get involved in, and I'm appreciative of that, you know. So after I retired and stopped playing ball, and this opportunity came, you know, the way that it did, you know, which was crazy in that, I was already prepared for it. You know, it's not the same, but they go hand in hand. You know, the same type of people you encounter, the same type of admiration that comes with it, you know, it's, maybe that's why I transitioned into it so well, you know, because maybe the other, being an athlete, prepared me for this. And so maybe this was what I was supposed to do all along, and I just didn't know it.
Absolutely. And you know what I love about everything that you just expressed was the fact that you just opened my eyes to something that I would have never correlated together in terms of, you know, the sport, starting out with the sport and how it conditions you for life. And it's true, because anyone who is a sports fanatic, which I am not, but, you know, just being around that and knowing that there's so many drills and there's so much exercise and so much this and that that's put into just being a good player and being able to maintain yourself as being a player, that I never thought about how it kind of sets you up for and conditions you for other arenas in your life. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because, again, it opened my eyes. So, yeah.
Definitely.
Awesome.
That's the thing. You got to understand, it's more, you know, being an athlete alone, you know, that's what you do. If God bless you enough to be strong, fast, or whatever that you do, you know what I mean, just in sports as well. But to be able to have the mental toughness, that's what a lot of people don't understand that goes along with it. You know what I mean? That's what it prepares you for. Imagine being in college, after you get out of high school or whatnot, you know, going to college, being 18, 19 years old, young, but still out on your own for the first time. You're in college, but now you are a student full-time, as well as almost, you know, they almost look at you and want you to maintain as a professional athlete. You're not normal. You're doing extra and more than everyone else. So at 6 o'clock when you got to wake up to go to weight training and practice and knock that out for 3 hours and then get ready for, you know, 8:30 class. You know what I mean? That's the kind of stuff that sports prepare you for mentally. You know, the average person cannot do that. you have to, the average person will not be able to be a full-time athlete as well as a full-time student and stuff like that. And sports prepare you for life. A lot of people don't know that. So a lot of parents that are out there and are listening, you should definitely try to get your children into sports early on, not just, you know, for the it's more to it than just, oh, I want my son to grow up to be a professional athlete and try to get a lot of money. It prepares you mentally for life, you know, the things that it teaches you, the dedication and the strong, the discipline and all that type of stuff. It installs good morals and values and foundations. Trust me.
Absolutely. I trust you, Blue. I trust you. In addition to that,
like,
you know.
You sound like you trust me.
I do. I really do. And I'm just so glad for this, you know, talk tonight because, like I said, again, you just opened my eyes. And it's nothing more rewarding than, you know, having a conversation with someone that you can gain something from. It makes it more memorable and more special. It's not just like a conversation. It's real. It's real life. So thank you for that. You know,
like
maybe you should start advocating that, you know, for schools and stuff, you know, because there's a lot of children, like, you know, transferring from, you know, junior high to high school, and, you know, sports could be their thing, and they just kind of unsure, and then they, you know, so there's a lot of different things that filters around what you're saying, and I just think that it's so empowering and powerful, you know, and profound, to say the least, what you said about sports and conditioning you, that I'm ready to go and get on a sports team right now. For real.
I'm sure you can play some football, too.
Okay, like, I'm ready to go get geared up. I mean, I don't know exactly what I need, but I'm sure Modell, somebody, will help me at Sporting Goods store. So, Blue, I know that you speak a few different languages. This is what I read up about you.
What?
Yes, I read that on the internet, that you speak a few different languages. Is this true?
Who told you that?
The internet.
Hey, I dibble and dabble, but don't get it twisted, man. I'm not,
Right. I understand that statement because, you know, that's me too. I dibble and dabble, but don't take me as a professional on that, okay?
Don't hire me as a translator. You know, you might get a little broken up.
Exactly.
There.
Please, don't do it because it would be all the way wrong and somebody's going to get killed in the intro.
Yeah, I don't want to be responsible for telling somebody the wrong thing.
Oh, my goodness. So I know you have a YouTube page, and I was just going through your YouTube page today and stuff like that. And, you know, I just thought it was really great how you did your, you know, your thing for BET.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've been blessed to just be a part of a lot of great productions so early on in my career, because I've only been doing this about 2 years or less. And
are you serious?
It's just amazing. That's what I'm saying. I just transitioned into this. After I stopped playing ball, it just happened. You know what I mean? I'll tell you how it happened. And, you know, that's why it's really ordained from, you know, I just think it's God sent, heavenly sent, because there's no other way. It was a young lady, a friend of mine. She used to always ask me to come to acting class with her or whatever, whatever. And I was like, no, I don't do that. That's not my thing. You know what I mean? I'm not with that. You know, that type of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And she, one time she pretty much tricked me. She was like, she needed a ride. So she pretty much tricked me to give her a ride there. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even be in the situation that I'm in now, or, you know, in all these blessed opportunities that I have. So I went to the class. And while I'm there, Miss Navanya Rose, and she's amazing. She's she's an actress as well, and an amazing acting coach. So anybody out there that's listening and wants to do courses or training and wants to get in it, look her up, Navanya Rose, Real Actors Workshop, R-A-W, Raw. She is amazing. And she was there. She's like, look, dude, if you're going to be here, you're going to perform. Nobody just sits and audits my class. And I'm like, no, I'm not here for that. I don't do that. And she's like, no, buddy, get up off your ass. I'm serious. You know, come in here and do your thing. So after that, she made me do it. After class, she was like, you did very well. You know, how long have you been doing this? And blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't do this. And she was like, wow, well, you really should, you know, consider it because you are a natural. You have a great look, blah, blah, blah. And that's how it started. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even be doing this. That was saying it was really by accident. You know, and
wow,
It's just crazy. And that, now I'm saying from that, I've been, like you said, I've been on the game. I've been on BET, the game, one of the biggest shows on TV. Been on that. Single Ladies, Necessary Roughness,
Secrets.
Drop Dead Diva, The Secrets. That's, you know, that's here to come. Just so much stuff that I haven't even done yet that I'm slated to do, and it's just amazing. That was, man, I was in Fast and Furious 5. That movie was huge.
Of course. It's like 10 of them already.
That's what I'm saying. It was just crazy, you know. And for me to just start off and just be able to do this stuff, like I said, it's a blessing. And I'm so fortunate, and I'm grateful for all that's come my way. And I'm just asking the Lord to continue to bless me in the future.
Absolutely, which he will, which he totally will. I already see it. So how many projects are you currently working on, and which one is starring Gabrielle Union?
Right now I'm casting on Gabrielle Union's new show. She has a show that's coming out on BET as well. Like I said, I like working for BET. That's what's up. Cut the check. BET, Gabrielle's new show is called Being Mary Jane. It's something like The Girlfriends. You know the show Girlfriends that used to be on?
Uh-huh.
But it's her show. You know, she's the main character. But it's some, you know, typical like Girlfriends. So it's going to be, it's going to be big, and it's probably going to premiere probably fall, probably in the summer. So that's, you know, they're wrapping up. We're finishing up on that, and like I said, it's a blessing. She's amazing. She is just damn amazing. She is just as nice and as cool as much as she is beautiful, and I'm so blessed to be able to work with her. You know, it's great. It's a great set, great everything, great production. Look forward to it. You guys look out for it too, Being Mary Jane. It's going to be dope.
Absolutely. So let me just ask a little bit about the parts that you take on. Are these parts that you take on blue, or is it like you have to get into character for them? You know, like, hey, you know, this is not really me, but I guess I have to do this because, you know, I want to do this. Or is it like, hey, this is so me, and I'm about to freak this for y'all right now? How does it go down? How do you choose?
It all depends, you know, because it depends on the situation, the character, the role. You know, you take it and you internalize it, you know. And don't get it twisted, you know, because I'm still fresh on all this too now. But, you know, I've been blessed to be around a lot of people who have given me a lot of advice. See, that's the thing about acting or being an actor or a performer. You're never going to be your best. You can't. You always can improve, you know what I mean? Denzel Washington still takes, you know, acting classes. And, you know, he's considered one of the best male actors of, you know, our time or whatever. You can never – see, that's another – how sports tie into it, the competition and the preparation and all that stuff. You can never be good enough. You can always be better, you know. So things like that, you have to internalize it and make it your own, you know. So every character, of course, some of myself may be in it. You know, I can put myself in it. But sometimes you have to become something that you're not. You know,
absolutely. Like and I guess that's all a part of the mystique of acting.
It's amazing, that movie magic. Like when I'm being a crackhead, I'm not a crackhead. Or if I'm asked to portray a homosexual man, I'm not gay. I'm not homosexual. So if I had to portray that role, that's something that I'm doing. You know, something that I'm, you know, portraying, something that I'm emulating. But it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can put some of myself into it, but it still wouldn't be me, you know. So it's amazing. And
absolutely.
I love it.
And right, so, and it also shows your diversity, Blue. It also shows your diversity
you
as an individual. Like, there's more than just the body, the exterior. It's more than just the conversation. It's more than just, hey, I play professional sports. It's more than, hey, I'm a, you know, actor or whatever. It's just like, I know my role. I know who I am. Which so many people do not even have that, you know, opportunity to know who they are because they're still stuck on stupid. So it's commendable that you are like, hey, listen, I could do anything, play these things, but I'm still me. Period. Hug yourself.
Yeah, I totally respect the art, you know what I mean? And I grow more and more respect for every day and every time that I, you know, do something different, you know, take on a new role. So it's amazing. And like I said, it's ever going. It will never stop. But I'm definitely comfortable in my own skin, and I love that. You know, it's a challenge. You know, that's what, you know, that's another aspect of tying in with the sports. It's a challenge of being able to challenge yourself, push yourself to the next limit, or, you know, do certain things, like you said, to show my you know, differential or my range, you know, as an actor. So I embrace it, and I look forward to it.
Absolutely. So now I want to jump into, like, your outfits and stuff because, you know, I like shopping. I think most women do. But I love to see a male that can dress. And it could go from, like, okay, like the little thuggish look to the conservative look with you. And I was just looking through some of your pictures, and I'm just like, really, Blue, this is what you do? Do you have all these women out here going crazy for what? I mean, really. Stop taking pictures. Stop it. You know, you don't have permission anymore to take another picture because I don't want to see another one, though.
But you have to understand, I get paid. You know what I mean? So it's going to happen. And that's
like,
what,
I'm sorry. It's happening.
And that's, you know, people ask, like, you're a model, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not. You know what I mean? That's it. Initially, I did none of this. You know what I mean? I guess I'm naturally photogenic. And you got to understand that goes hand in hand with acting. You know, I started off with initiative of acting, but it led to, you know, some modeling print gigs as well. So, you know, it is what it is, but I'm not camera shy, I guess, you know. And
I think it's all good. Like I said, I'm just teasing you. You know, you keep doing what you do. You know, it's not for nothing at all, you know. So I'm definitely into him. Like I said, I like the fact that you are diverse. Not only, you know, like, and you're going to keep hearing me say this, but you're not just like the average type of individual. And you can so tell that just through, like, your face expressions and your pictures and the type of clothing and the type of pictures that you choose to take to the roles and stuff that you take on in, you know, these movies and things of that nature. So it's definitely a good look. So don't stop it. I was teasing you because I was just like, you know what, he can't show no more of his body. That's it. It's over. You know, but I'm just kidding. I want everybody to enjoy it. And speaking of that, like, how many times a week do you go into the gym? Blue, are you there?
On mute. Hello?
Yeah, Blue, you there?
I got cut off.
Aw, man, I'm sorry about that. But I was
asking,
yeah, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You must have really been offended by my pictures. You hung up on me.
No, I didn't. It's to connect you. And you see, I'm still running my mouth like Blue. I was just playing, Blue. I was just playing. Where you go? I was playing. No, but I was going to say that, you know, I'm just teasing you as far as, like, don't put your pictures up, but definitely put your pictures up.
Oh, hey, and you can't. That's going to happen. I get paid.
Right, exactly. I was just teasing you. But you look amazing. You look amazing.
It happens sometimes, you know. And I know,
exactly.
Like, some of the dudes, when I put them up, they go around, some of my people, you know, my homies and, you know, some of my friends, they're like, damn, dude, put on your shirt, man. Why are you all just that shirt off?
Okay. No, it looks all good. And I'm sure ladies can, you know, agree with that. That is definitely a good look. I was just pulling your strings. But at the same time, I just wanted to say the reason why I was looking through them, because when I'm going to interview someone, I really like to try to get to know the individual and, you know, not really have, like, these standard questions. Just, you know, create them as I go, just from your bio, from your pictures, from whatever, you know, and generate my questions. So I just love the way that you're able to go into this, like, hip-hop b-boy look to this, you know, three-piece suit and still be amazing, you know? So that's awesome.
Like I said, I'm a man. I guess I have different ranges. You know, I love putting on clothes. I like to put on suits, you know, they fit well and look good. I like to put those type of clothes on too. But when I'm chilling, I'm chilling. You know, I'm not going to walk around in a suit every day. You know, that's not going to happen. I'm a t-shirt. that's what just the way I was, you know, brought up, you know, hip-hop era, you know, so that definitely has an influence on me. I'm a t-shirt Jordans kind of guy all day. I'm a sneakerhead. I have so many pairs of shoes and Jordans. It's ridiculous.
Really?
Like people clown me about my shoes all the time.
Do you need to like get a storage unit for it?
I have a room full of shoes.
Wow.
But it's all good. It's not my fault. I was born into it. You know, it's nothing I can do about it.
Right. No, it's not your fault because when you came home, it was like in front of your steps. Your size, your color, your style was just there. You had nothing to do with why it got there. Those shoes or those sneakers.
I got big brothers, man. I'm the youngest of three boys. You know, I got two older brothers. A lot of male cousins. You know, there's no girls in my family. It's all males. So, got a lot of influence from my older siblings and whatnot. So it's not my fault. But you know, my mom and everybody always told me if you dress nice and smell nice, look presentable, somebody will want you. You know?
Absolutely. They're all gonna want you anyway, Blue. So tell us a little bit about you know, whether or not you have anything else that you wanna like start putting into the universe in terms of like outside of acting, outside of the athlete, outside of the model. Like, is there anything else that you wanna put out there, you know, to just show your range,
man,
once again?
Just look, man, I am a positive individual. That's what I just set out to do. I'm doing this and at the same time just like trying to spread positive vibes and natures about myself. Looking forward to starting a nonprofit just for the youth and education. I was an educator and I was going to get into that, but I definitely want to put some things out about the youth and education. And I'm a part of a couple of things. Dr. M.A. Lee, he's a partner of mine. I'm going to get into some things with him. He has so much going on. It's so much to do and try to get back and give back. You know, I've been blessed, man. So
absolutely.
Once you're blessed, it's upon you to put it back out there. And that's, like I said,
that's
it's bigger
sure.
than me.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So right now people should be like what? Focused on what you have going on right now. Tell everybody a little bit about what you have going on right now that everybody needs to stay in tune for.
Okay. Let me slap myself and think about it, everything. I'm blessed, man, and I'm working, and I'm looking for more work. You can never be too busy. Like I said, the BET project with Gabrielle Union being Mary Jane, that is coming. Right now we are in the process of filming my brand new hit music television show that I am the host of. It is called The Music Factory. It is something like a twist between 106 and Park and Soul Train, and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be wild because, like you said, there's nothing on TV like that right now. Real live audience, the kids are going to love it. It's going to be crazy. And I'm blessed enough to be able to film. We're filming that in Atlanta. So, like I said, I'm from Atlanta, born and raised. I've lived everywhere else, but Atlanta is my home and will always be home, you know. So that's filmed right here downtown Atlanta. So that's going to be nuts. It's coming on my ATL on Saturdays. They're starting up there, and then I think we're going to do the first five episodes on that. Then there ain't no telling what network is going to be on after that. But it's going to be crazy. I'll look out for that, The Music Factory. Another movie that I'm on that's going to be, you know, it's a twist that I never even thought of. It's a Snow White type movie, but with the twist of Egyptian times, like Snow White is like Cleopatra. And instead of the seven dwarfs, it's seven pharaohs, you know. So that is going to be, you know, just to get in and dig into that, you know, the mystique and everything that's going to come along with the, you know, Egyptian culture and all that with, you know, Snow White and twist is going to be amazing. I'm definitely blessed to be a part of that. A lot of things going on, baby. Like I said, I'm blessed and I'm glad to be working and out here trying to get everything together. And I'm just looking forward to everything that's coming my way.
Absolutely. So what message are you trying to convey, you know, through your acting, through your modeling, through, you know, all the amazing things that Blue do? What's the ultimate, like, main mission of why you do what you do?
Oh, my gosh. Never stop dreaming. Never, ever give up on what you want to do and find something that you can do and love it. Like, I like this. No, I don't like this. I love this. This is what I do now, you know. So never give up on your dreams. Your dreams are just goals that you haven't achieved yet, you know. So whatever you want, keep pushing, keep set it out, and then you do achieve that goal. You want another dream? Set it. Accomplish it. Acknowledge it. Put God in your life, and He will make everything happen for you. Because what I'm doing right now is no explanation for this. I didn't go to, you know, acting school, or, you know, I didn't take theater in as a youth or any of that. But I'm doing it now, you know, and it's a blessing. So anything that I can do to empower anybody else, or my story, you know, I'm willing and ready to tell it.
Aw, you are so amazing, and I have no words right now. Like, you see me, like, really quiet, and I'm a very talkative individual. So anytime you can get me to be quiet and just, like, push my ear completely to the...
You put me on the show to run my mouth. You know, this is your show.
Right? I loved it, though. I loved it. Everything you had to say was something that someone can gain from.
It was my 5 minutes to run my mouth for you, to give you a breather, you know, so I'm here for that.
Thank you. Thank you. You must know I have asthma. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have I don't have asthma. I don't have asthma. So, Blue, I think you're amazing. And I'm not trying. Thank you. And I'm not trying to, you know, get your number or nothing, you know, as some females might be trying to do. But I definitely want you to know.
4463 7780.
You are silly. But what I am saying is that, you know, we're family now in my eyes.
Oh, definitely.
So anytime that I could be a... I'm sorry?
No, definitely. You are family. Anytime you need anything from me or want me to do something or vice versa, it is what it is. Like you said, you couldn't have said it better. You become family. Once I...
Absolutely.
And that's what I keep people around. Who are driven and goal-oriented and just trying to, you know, take things to the next level. And like I said, I commend you and I respect you. And I'm more than privileged to be on the show with you tonight, love.
Oh, my goodness. Now stop it, because I'm telling you right now, if you could see my face, you would be like, I wish I never said that. But anyway, good thing you can't, so that way you can't think that way about me.
I can't see you. I got you on the Skype.
Absolutely. So tell people, Blue, where they can find you to stay in tune, because I'm definitely going to be, like, following Blue, so you guys better be following him, too, on Twitter. Go like his Facebook page. You know, book him. He's looking for more things to do. The busier, the better. Don't just hit him up just because you want his numbers, guys. Hit him up for real reasons. No one has time to play games.
I love my fans, love my followers. I show all the love and support back. You holler at me, I'm going to holler back at you. So you definitely can blast all of my stuff all over, wherever you want to blast it at, on your web, your page, all that. But everything is the same across the board, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google. I need to get more on YouTube. I'm going to start putting up more videos and posting updates. But it's Blue Kimball. My name is Blue, like the color. My last name is Kimball, Kimble, and that's what it is. I'm easily found.
Exactly, because that's all I did was put his name into Google, guys, and I got a billion quadrillion things. So you definitely can do that and link up to Blue. And I'm definitely, you know, here for you whenever you want to utilize the platform for whatever you want to utilize it for, advertisement, whatever. I would love to have you back on the show so we can kind of, when you know the show drops. So we can kind of follow up with you on how's that going, and, you know, the direction of the show and any great things
definitely.
That you have going on. I definitely want to stay in tune with them. So even if you can't make it on the show, that I can definitely let the listeners know that Blue is currently doing X, Y, and Z.
You said if I can't make it, that's not possible, because I can. Whenever you want to have me on, you let me know.
Aw, you better. I told you to stop it. Stop.
What, man?
I don't need to be gassed up.
I'm not gassed. I'm not See, I'm not one of them clown ass dudes. I'm just telling the truth. I'm real. I deal with people who deal with me. So if you weren't dealing with me, you wouldn't even have me on tonight. So you deal with
Absolutely.
Me. So
right.
Anything
I respect
you need,
that.
I mean, that's just the type of dude I am, man. I'm like that.
And I love that you're like that because I'm definitely going to be hitting you up. Then he's going to be like, why did I even say anything to Precious about anything? But I'll try to, you know, not be a stalker, though. No, I'm just kidding. I won't be a stalker.
No,
but I'll definitely be out there tweeting for you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So, Blue, I just want to thank you so much for your patience. I want to thank you for being amazing. I want to thank you for those inspirational words and stuff that you left instilled in me that I'm going to still, like, you know, hold on to and process it because it's a lot of stuff that you said tonight that really stood out for me. So I'm grateful and honored to have the opportunity to talk to such an amazing, well-rounded individual. Again, guys, if you guys are not following Blue on Twitter and have yet to like his Facebook, what the heck are you waiting for? Get on it ASAP. So, Blue, is there anything
ASAP
else you want to say before, you know, we shut down?
Oh, definitely. I think we touched all the heads, man. But like she said, support your young black actors. You know, we out here trying to make some things happen. Give us love, and we definitely, I'm going to show you love back. Follow and support. It's probably just like you follow and support Miss Precious. Like, help us out in what we're trying to do, you know, because we can't do it. Like I said, I can't do any of this without you guys. So I'm blessed to be able to be here. So thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Blue. You have a good night. And I look forward to, you know, stalking you later.
No such thing as stalking. I'm going to stalk you back.
Hey, I'm ready for that. It's about time
somebody
stalks me back.
along with all your fans and all your listeners as well. Let's stalk each other.
Let's do
Everybody,
it, let's... Mark. Mark said go.
So, yeah.
Thank you so much, Blue, again.
Yes, ma'am, and everybody else listening, thank you for having me. You guys be safe for the rest of the week and enjoy your holiday, your weekend. Memorial Day is coming up. Everybody be careful and be safe.
You too, Blue. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Hit me up.
Yes, ma'am. I said, sir, ma'am. Yes, sir. He's not a ma'am. He's not a ma'am, guys. He's a sir. So, yes, sir, I definitely will hit you up. Have a good night, Blue.
Good night, everybody.
Yay, guys. So Blue is absolutely amazing, and he's everything that I thought he would be as far as being amazing because he is surrounded by the amazing Dottie. So shout out to Dottie for hooking us all up. Again, shout out to Dottie and Blue for being patient because Miss P has so many crazy things going on, you guys. And it just was, like, too many distractions to have him on. But everything happens for a reason, and, you know, with what I'm starting to believe now. So I'm so glad that this day had finally came where I got to talk to Blue. So now nobody can't tell me nothing. Be sure to drop him in the Google, and it's not Blue, B-L-U, which someone just texted me to ask. No, it's Blue, B-L-U-E, K-I-M-B-L-E. Drop it in the Google. Make sure you follow, and definitely stay in tune. You guys know that Juice McCain is going to be back on the show tomorrow night at 10 p.m., so definitely tune in. He's catching us up on all of the new things that he has going on, including a mixtape. So I'm excited to hear what he's talking about. And he think I forgot about the jacket he promised me when I first brought him on the show, but I'm definitely going to be bringing that up tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. So you guys don't want to miss it. Until next time, babies, you know, stay in tune. For all those who have yet to visit the website, take the time to do so when you can, but definitely do so at www.theintuneshow.com. If you are a Droid, you own a Droid or you own an iPod, you could definitely go into your marketplace and download our app, and you'll have the Intune Show on the go. For all those who want to submit music for the Intune Show in MP3 formatted, clean, mixed, and ready, I do not want to hear your pots and pans banging in the background because I will not play it. Point blank and simple. So shout out again to Blue Kimball. Make sure you guys are in it to win it because I'm definitely going to be watching him and keeping in tune with all the amazing things that he does. And if there's anyone out there that has anything that they want to share as far as like you just started your own business and, you know, you just came out with a mixtape or album, whatever it is that you're doing, if you just like paint, I'm interested in you. I'm interested in everybody because everybody has a story, everyone has a journey, and everybody has something to offer. Until next time, babies, you guys stay in tuned.
I'm in tune, 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 about to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune.